Here's a little thought experiment, I guess, that I'll title, Describe What You See. Before you click the shutter, tell me what you see. I'd be willing to bet big money that your description would mostly include details of the things you mentally isolate from the larger context. So you'll look at a landscape and you'll say, well, I'm photographing that tree, or that cactus, or that rock, or that sunrise, or that distant horizon, or the storm clouds. You would isolate things from everything the camera will capture, because the camera will capture a lot more than you describe. That's the nature of cameras. They capture everything. So your description of what you see, in essence, is a list of physical objects that you deem important enough to notice. The rest of it is sort of background, not noticeable, not worth commenting on, but it's in the picture. Let me say that again. In essence, your description would be a list of the objects you deem important enough to notice. Now, what happens if we take that sentence and we just replace the word description with photograph? In essence, your photograph would be a list of the objects you deem important enough to notice. So the question is, how do you make a better photograph? That's what we're all pursuing, isn't it? How do we take any given situation, any scene, anything we're pointing our camera at, and we want to make a better photograph? Does that involve making more description? That is to say, rendering more details, more facts, more look at this, adding components that are significant? Or does making the photograph better involve something else? A photograph can so easily become a fact, because that's what cameras do. They record the scene. They say, this was here. But in order to make a photograph better, what we need is not more description, but more of something else. Think of a novel. If a novel is 100% description, background, with no action, no dialogue, no controversy, no conflict, the novel's not going to be very interesting to read. The same thing with a photograph. If it's all description, if it's all just a recording of what's in front of the camera, it's not likely to be all that interesting, unless we can somehow infuse into that description some emotional content and connection beyond the mere description. And we do that in all kinds of ways. Timing, where to stand, composition, exposure, all of that. So perhaps the exercise that would be useful is not describe what you see, but rather describe what you feel when you look out at the world. That's a much more difficult thing to accomplish. Describing is easy. It's what a camera does all by itself. Feeling is a more complicated thing, and expressing that feeling is even more complicated. But that's what makes photography so fun, because when we really connect with whatever it is we're photographing, and that shows up as a special thing, a special relationship, a special moment in the photograph, then it seems to me that we've created something that rises to the level of art and goes beyond the mechanics of description, and embraces instead the existence of life.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.